I'm Marco Werman with The World. Here are a few of the controversial pronouncements made this month by Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Today he told a women's conference that it's against nature for women and men to be equal. A couple of weeks ago, he claimed that Muslims were the first to land in the Americas, not Christopher Columbus. And as the leader of his moderate Islamist party, he's also boasted recently about Turkey's education system becoming more religious. As Dalia Mortada reports from Istanbul, that last one worries a lot of students there.
In her family's bare, one-story concrete home in a poor neighborhood, 14-year-old Fatma gets ready for her first day of high school. Wearing her school uniform, a gray polo and some black slacks, she shuffles across the tile floor to wet her comb in the hallway sink and braid her thick, dark hair. Around the corner, her mom heats bread on the kitchen stove. Fatma's younger brother and dad are still asleep. Fatma whispers that school doesn't actually start until around 9 o'clock, and if things were normal, she could wake up at 8, not 6 in the morning. But things aren't normal for Fatma, which, by the way, isn't her real name. She took a placement test last year and qualified for a competitive public high school. There's one pretty close, but it's full, so Fatma was placed at a school 20 miles away. In Istanbul traffic, the ride can take hours. Fatma says her dad was pretty upset about the school being so far away and about her having to take the city bus. But Fatma says that she prefers the early wake up and the bus to the alternative, her neighborhood Imam Hatip School. Fatma says the school administration pressured her to enroll in the Imam Hatip School, but she wouldn't. She's got a couple of reasons for that. First, she wants a strong secular education. And second, she's Alevi, a religious minority in Turkey. Imam Hatip schools were created in the early days of the Turkish Republic to train Sunni Muslim scholars. They're now open to all students who want an education that emphasizes Sunni Islam. But what angers Fatma and many others in Turkey is that more and more secular schools are being converted into Imam Hatip schools, just like the one in Fatma's neighborhood.
I think science is more important than religion, but in Turkey now religion is more important than science.
That's Özden Aras. She's a teacher at a secular middle school. This summer, she found herself fighting to keep her school from being converted into an Imam Hatip school. Like the majority of Turkey, she's Sunni, but she says the religious curriculum should be an option, not the norm.
Lots of people want their children to have academic education. They want their children to be a doctor, to be an engineer, to be a lawyer. More than 50% people don't want to send their children to religious schools. Because in Turkey, there is a strong secularism too.
Özden and her school's community resisted the government's plans and won. But that's rare. More schools are being converted, and the number of Imam Hatip schools has leapt more than 70% in the past 4 years. At the recent opening of a new Imam Hatip school, President Erdogan boasted that students enrolled in religious education increased 15-fold since he joined Turkey's leadership in 2002. And he said he wants Turkey to raise a more pious youth. 12 hours after waking up, Fatma gets home from school. Before tackling homework, she helps her mom with dinner. When asked how she likes her new school, Fatma tells her parents that she's excited about her electives in sociology and communications. And she says lots of students actually chose religious courses as electives. For Fatma and Özden, that's exactly as it should be. If you want to learn about religion, great, but you shouldn't be forced to do it. For The World, I'm Dalia Mortada in Istanbul.
Dalia's report was produced for the public radio program Interfaith Voices as part of their special God and Government series. You can find out more about the series at PRI.org.